27. Nathan. Nathan didn't get 3 minutes. He barely got 30 seconds. The Trife continued throwing themselves into the energy field, the pile rising, the drain on the shield critical. The smell itself was almost intolerable. He could hear some of the soldiers on the line coughing and vomiting, sickened and weak from the odor and the sheer volume of death. The Trife were taking his people out of the fight without doing anything more than sacrificing themselves on the shield. "Burke," he said, contacting his lieutenant in the control room. "Yes, General. Tell Goya to turn off the shield." "What?
You heard me, damn it. Turn it off."
He switched to the global comm.
"Space Force, fire at will."
The order seemed to snap the soldiers out of their sickness, forcing them to focus on the defense or wind up in even worse shape. Nathan felt the shield begin to subside, a pressure he hadn't realized was there, lifting away from him. The pile of dead Trife tumbled inward, knocking the living front of the wave off balance and throwing them forward into the base of the wall. The front line of soldiers aimed straight down off the edge, hundreds of guns firing into the masses. The wall shook from the sound and force, and thousands of Trife died in the first few seconds, torn apart by the massive barrage. Nathan didn't waste his rounds shooting into single Trife below. Instead, he aimed further out, launching large rounds at the enemy powerful enough to rip through multiple targets before their kinetic energy was spent. He kept a steady stream going, adjusting his aim and killing hundreds on his own. It was impressive. It also wasn't enough. The demons surged forward with renewed effort, hissing more loudly as they began latching into the crushed metal of the wall and began to climb. The soldiers executed well, the front line dropping back to reload as the back line came forward, rotating firepower so there was never a break. Thousands of Trife died at the base of the wall, but thousands more were there to back them up. Nathan jumped down off the wall to reload from the truck, quickly changing out his ammo box for a fresh one. He leaped back up, making it just as the first of the Trife came over the top, hissing and lunging at Colonel Daw. The colonel barely flinched before shooting the first demon in the head. Nathan started shooting again, firing downward now to cut through the climbing Trife. He took out entire rows at once, but the slick was like a rising tide against the bulwark, still pressing forward and threatening to overwhelm them. He heard his first human scream a moment later as someone on the line was grabbed by a Trife and thrown from the wall down into the mix. The same thing happened again and again. His people beginning to die.
"Pyro," Nathan said, "we need support."
"Already on it," she replied.
The dropship streaked toward the field. With its load of cluster rockets spent, Pyro fired the four plasma cannons, the large bolts shooting into the middle of the dark army, killing dozens. A Trife climbed over the wall right in front of Nathan. It rushed him, mouth open to rip him to shreds. Nathan met it with a metal fist. He broke its neck and threw it back off the wall. A second appeared a moment later, killed by a bullet from Colonel Daw.
"General," Lieutenant Burke said, "the southern flank is strained. The enemy is about to break through."
"Daw," Nathan snapped, "move the platoons down to cover the flank. Thin out the center. I'll hold it."
"Yes, General," Daw replied, still shooting as he sent out new orders.
"Burke, call up the reserves. They need to hit anything that gets over the wall."
"Yes, General," Burke said.
Nathan's heart started pumping harder. They were standing firm, but there was just too many of them. The soldiers began shifting on the wall, moving laterally to shore up the weakened flank. It left fewer fighters around him, putting pressure on him to hold the middle and keep the Trife from breaching the gates. Nathan glanced at the status display inside his helmet, noticing he was nearly out of ammo. Again. He fired one last barrage into the climbing Trife before jumping backward, using his armor's jets to land smoothly next to the truck. He dropped the used box and grabbed a new one, needing only a few seconds to reload. The dropship soared overhead, completing another strafing run along the line of aliens. Nathan heard a scream, and Colonel Daw's body dropped from the back of the wall, three Trife still biting and clawing at him.
"Damn it,"
Nathan cursed. More Trife leaping down from the wall. Another group began hitting the gates, hissing and clawing at them to pierce the metal.
"Burke, I need reinforcements on the gate.
General, the reserve is en route, but you need to hold until they can get to you.
Nathan fired at the demons coming over the wall, killing a few. Another of his fighters was thrown to the ground beside him, dead. Had he made the right decision to relocate forces away from the center to shore up the flanks? Was it possible the Trife had shifted the intensity of their attack from the outside to the middle with such precision? He knew it was possible. The creatures were smarter than they seemed. He had to do something, or it would be his fault when everyone in Edenrise died. His eyes landed on the ammo truck. It was a risk, but he had to take it. He swung his rifle around to his back where it snapped to the bulge of the power supply. Then he crouched down, getting his hands under the ammo truck and lifting. The powered armor made him strong, but it was still a strain to lift the heavy vehicle, and more of a strain to keep it balanced. He managed to get it positioned over his head, and he started walking it toward the gate. Trife were breaking over the wall as he carried the truck, a few dozen clearing his area and breaking toward the city. He regretted losing the people they would kill, but they would lose a lot more if he didn't take drastic action. He made it to the gate and threw the truck down behind the rows of bars, hitting the barrier with a loud clang. The Trife barely reacted. They were so intent on cutting through the bars they hardly noticed. A number of the crossbars were already sliced through, and a few of the demons were attempting to squeeze through the gaps. Nathan grabbed his rifle again as he backed away. He switched to the secondary trigger, still retreating. Then he pulled it. A soft thunk and a dark round ball shot from the lower barrel of the gun, hitting the truck a moment later. It didn't rebound. Instead, sticking there, a small LED quickly flashing red. Nathan pulled the trigger again and the ball exploded out of the muzzle. Firing his jets, he was already leaping skyward, arcing for the top of the wall when it detonated. The explosion set off the rifle rounds inside the truck and blew all of the Trife back from the gate. Scores of Trife hands reached wildly through the twisted bars and around the smoking remains of the truck. Hundreds of Trife were killed immediately, and more continued to fall as slugs slammed down into them from above, finally cutting a hole in the slick. Nathan didn't stop there. He ran across the wall, his prosthetic arm outstretched, gathering up as many Trife coming over the wall as he could. He let them bite down on his metal arm and dragged them to the opposite edge of the wall. There, he pulled them down with him as he leaped into the vacated hole.
"For Edenrise,"
he shouted into his comm, hoping to inspire his people. He hit the ground hard, crushing the Trife he had gathered beneath his armor as he rolled over and back to his feet. He started shooting, though still moving, turning in a wide semicircle, his slugs cutting down dozens of demons with each round and keeping the gate clear. He couldn't hold the horde at bay forever. When he ran out of ammo, it would be all over, at least for him. But if he could buy enough time for the reserves to arrive, maybe they would have a chance. He kept shooting, cutting down swaths of Trife as the seconds ticked past. It didn't take long for his rifle to run dry, and when it did, he turned it in his grip, holding it like a club. The Trife charged at him hundreds thick. He began swinging his weapon, smashing into them and batting them away. Dozens fell to his assault, but he couldn't keep them back forever. They grabbed his legs and jumped on his back, slashing and clawing at his hardened armor, their claws struggling to break through the other's material. He grabbed them, crushing their bodies in his powerful hands, fighting to stay upright as they continued to swarm over him. Suddenly, he was off his feet and on his back. His armored weight and that of the Trife coming down on top of him crushed the demons at his back. For an instant, before they engulfed him, he caught sight of the dropship coming over for another strafing run. And then all he saw was biting teeth and slashing claws.